Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Hope and disappointment played like flickering light and shade over every phase of Operation Death Ray. It seemed that our search for the six scientists, and so the secret of this terrible weapon, might be solved by the capture of Jacob Bruin's notebook. Bruin was one of the scientists, but like Diaz and Zorovsky, he'd been put beyond our reach by the evil genius Charcot. From London, where experts had examined the notebook, we were informed that the remaining two scientists were Martin Schroeder and someone called the Cossack. Meanwhile, two of our glamorous suspects had vanished from Rio. Fay Corelli, the French-Italian dancer, and the American bird painter, Hetty Fitzhenry. Through Sir Giles Davenport's servant, Angelo, we discovered that they were in Sao Paulo, and it was in Sao Paulo that Martin Schroeder had been killed 3 days previously. We wasted no time getting there. Sir Giles had a comfortable flat, and we enjoyed some of its amenities while Angelo was out making a final survey.
Well, here's to your bright eyes, Carson, and may they light upon something of value here in Sao Paulo. Oh,
yes, let's trust they do, sir. Cheers. They'll be lighting on Hetty. Eyes, I mean. That's if she's still spending her evenings at a place called the Golden Eagle.
Well, old chap, as Angela would say, the eyes of my relatives have indeed been wakeful. Miss Fitzhenry hasn't missed a night there.
Oh, so, sir. There must be something to attract her. It's curious that it hasn't attracted the exotic Fay also.
I find something much more curious than that.
How so, sir?
Well, we know that this Schroeder fellow's dead. Crashed his car after falling asleep at the wheel.
That's suspicious, to say the least.
Indeed, indeed. But it would appear that he's been removed.
So.
Then why should either Miss Fitzhenry or Mademoiselle Carelli linger?
I see what you mean. The show's over.
I rather think so.
Of course, this chappy called the Cossack might be here somewhere.
That's on the cards, I suppose.
And to our way of thinking, it was on the cards that friend Charcot accounted for Schroeder's death.
That, we must consider that as a very strong possibility.
Then isn't it possible that Charcot may still be here?
By Jove, Carson, that could be it.
Purely conjecture, of course.
Man alive, when we are groping as we most certainly are, conjecture is the only thing. Indeed, perhaps Charcot is in Sao Paulo. Perhaps his devilish work isn't done yet. And this Golden Eagle place must feature it in all somehow.
So. Yes, in such a place, one expects bird motifs and such like decorating the walls. But I'm prepared to bet my best pipe that Hetty isn't there just to paint or sketch them.
I entirely agree.
I wish that Angelo would hurry.
Well, give him a chance, man. He has to contact these relatives of his. First, we want to know whether they've discovered the whereabouts of Mademoiselle Corelli. And second, whether Miss Fitzhenry is at the Golden Eagle as usual this evening.
Oh, those relatives of his.
But they've been absolutely invaluable to us, old chap.
Oh, don't I know it, sir. Best of luck.
Good health, Carson.
You didn't get in touch with Commander Grant before we left Rio, sir.
But why should I?
To find out how Sally's fitting into her part-time job.
Oh, of course. No, old chap, but Miss Bruin seems very happy about it all. Or don't you think so?
Oh, so.
No doubt you are concerned that she should be visiting the night spots in company with your former school chum, Roger Deauville.
Matter of fact, I am. Well, I think you should be concerned too, sir.
You do?
I do. After all, the blight is mixed up somewhere in all the tangle of intrigue. We've no cause to look upon him as a friend.
True enough.
And Sally's more or less my responsibility, now that her father's dead and she's alone in the world.
Of course, you're only concerned as a big brother.
I don't consider this a joking matter, sir.
Forgive me, Carson, but I just couldn't resist. You see, this seems the one time when it might all develop into something.
How so?
Well, in the past there have been Miss Jansen, Mademoiselle Corelli, and Miss Fitzhenry, all with their charms. But the helplessness of Miss Bruin seems to have stirred more than the big brother in you. Though I dare say this isn't the time for levity. However, I find it greatly depressing to dwell too often upon the grim side of this assignment of ours. If only we could get some lead on this Charco fellow. He's the one.
Well, sir, seems we might.
This might be the fellow now.
Charco?
Oh, no, old chap, Angelo.
I just might turn the leg pulls over. Go ahead.
Hello?
Excellency?
Ah, it's you. We've been waiting anxiously. You have news of our birds?
I regret to say that there's nothing yet to be obtained upon the dark one who performs the dance.
Oh, bad luck. But the other?
The one with the red plumage, Excellency. She has made her way once again to the golden nest.
The golden nest, eh?
She's there now, Excellency.
Carson will be very glad to know that. You will hover around outside, of course.
Yeah, of course, Excellency.
Good. Then we'll get our bird-watching equipment together and be off. See you later. You hear that, old man?
So. Yeah, I've got my bird-watching equipment, as you say. My usual collection of pipes. But you're coming with me, sir.
Just to keep a fatherly eye on proceedings. Come, Carson. I rather feel that this is going to be interesting.
Extremely interesting, I thought. After all, Hetty had insisted that a character called Carson was the reason for her prolonged stay in Rio. Surely it was a blow to the ego that she should have slipped out of town without a goodbye or adios. Anyway, we wasted no time getting to the Golden Eagle, a very smooth night spot, catering for wealthy locals and well-shod tourists. The lights were dim, but it didn't take me long to spot Hetty at a corner table. It seemed she was there, after all, to sketch the bird designs round the place. She had a sketchbook on her table and a strangely hostile look in her eye.
Can't you leave me alone, Bruce?
Leave you alone?
You've got ears.
So, though I can scarcely believe them.
I'm in no mood to whisper sweet nothings.
It seems not.
In fact, I'm mighty incensed at you.
But what have I done?
You turned me down flat.
I did. Etchy.
And don't start laying on the honey, brother. It won't work anymore. At least I'm determined it won't. And the FitzHenry might be soft as blazes most times, but she can be awfully stubborn.
But I don't understand.
Think, brother.
I am.
Then it seems something slipped your memory.
But what?
The way you left Rio a while back, without one word or goodbye to a gal.
Hetty, I had to go on a business trip for my company. Hang it all, I'm employed by a British meat importing firm, and when they say I'm to go on an immediate survey...
You haven't even got time to reach for the phone, huh?
Well, it was thoughtless of me.
Made me feel one mighty big fool.
Why?
Because I've made the mistake of going overboard for you. Kind of wounds a gal's pride when she feels that way and then discovers that the guy she's torching for cares not a hoot or a cuss for her.
Hetty.
Brother, that won't work anymore.
But you've been causing me some concern.
Ha!
No, honestly. And what are you doing here?
Well, what do you think?
I'm trying to work it out.
I'm a bird painter. Or have you forgotten that?
How could I?
Brother, a heel can forget anything.
Now, Hetty, aren't you being a little unfair?
I don't think so.
Hetty, this upsets me.
Well, it's nothing to compare with how upset I've been. Can't you see I'm right in the middle of an emotional storm? They rage mighty bad when they get hold of the FitzHenrys. And you're doing no good bothering me.
Well, seems you don't want me here.
I don't. Best you amble back to the old guy. He's looking like this way as if he could be worried.
Well, then I'll join him pronto. Sorry I've been such a disappointment with him. What precisely brings you to this place?
Well, for crying out loud, I paint birds.
So, but what's that got to do with it?
Don't you know where you are?
The Golden Eagle.
Well?
You haven't come here, surely, to sketch these decorations. They're hardly up to your standard.
Bruce, you don't know what goes on here?
Seems I don't.
Then I reckon you ought to get back to your table fast. Any time now, the lights will go down and the music will start up. And then you'll find out what brings me to the Golden Eagle.
I had to make a lot of apologies as I went back to Sir Giles. The brush with Hetty had so bewildered me that I kept knocking against chairs and tables, dazed by this sudden change in her manner. And what was it about this place that drew so many patrons and a bird painter? Sir Giles was determined to take one thing at a time.
Well, first of all, Carson, toss that drink off.
Sir. I need it.
Now, old chap, how do you account for the dear creature's sudden change?
Well, it seems she was much more serious than I thought.
But you don't really think that?
No, I suppose not.
It's possible that she wanted to get rid of you.
Yes, it is. And she did it rather successfully.
You know, old fellow, it could be an act.
Hmm. Come to think of it, the whole business did ring false.
Exactly.
Perhaps it was an act.
Well, you should know, Carson.
How so, sir?
With your experience of the fairer sex, their wiles and their whims.
I don't class myself as any expert. Well, the more I ponder, the more false it becomes.
We may conclude, then, that Miss Fitzhenry is anxious to keep you at a distance.
Expect so, sir.
I say, the lights are dimming.
Oh, so, sir. The band's starting up.
Indeed. It seems we are about to be entertained.
Yeah, and this is what Hetty meant about us finding out what happens at the Golden Eagle.
Joe's costume, look.
Oh, floor show starting.
But the costumes.
Yes, rather flamboyant. Everyone dressed in most brilliant feathers and masks. Oh, that's why Hetty's got a sketchbook here, perhaps.
A brilliant subject, Carson. I'd say they were based on the costumes of the Aztecs. Still, this hardly explains why Miss Fitzhenry is acting so oddly. What can be at the back of it all?
Well, Sir Giles, I can see through at least part of it.
I don't follow you, old man.
You see that dancer in the middle?
Yeah?
In perhaps the most magnificent feathers of all?
Yes, indeed. Look at her. Ooh, breathtaking.
Yes, yeah, so
though I say. Oh, look. Oh, what a fearsome mask.
Ah, yes, the mask may be fearsome, sir, but what divine legs. I'd recognize those legs anywhere.
Hey, what did you say? What's this about legs? Here, you'd recognize them.
So, sir, behind that fearsome mask is Mademoiselle Fay Corelli. So there it was. Hetty Fitzhenry was in the corner of the Golden Eagle, and she was putting on an act. Fay Corelli was dancing a lead part in an Aztec floor show. But what parts were they playing now in Operation Death Ray?
Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by Walter Pym for Art Transa.